Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week from the Naked Scientists with me, Diana O'Carroll. This week I will be mostly drinking dinosaur water.
My name is Sky. I'm an archaeologist in Arkansas in America, and I was taught when I was young that we drink the same water today that the dinosaurs drank when they were alive, and I wondered if that was true.
So are there any molecules of H2O still hanging around after 65 million years?
Yeah, I'm Professor Ken Carslaw from the University of Leeds, and I work on global atmospheric models and climate models. The answer to this question requires an understanding of chemical cycling of water around the atmosphere. We tend to think of water being recycled endlessly in the hydrological cycle, and certainly from a climate and weather point of view, most water doesn't spend more than a few days or weeks in the atmosphere before it's rained out. It then evaporates again, it forms new clouds, it rains or snows, and the rivers return that water to the ocean. The longest timescale of water anywhere in the hydrological cycle is in the deep ocean, and it stays there for several thousand years before returning to the surface. All these timescales are much shorter than the 65 million years since dinosaurs. However, water is very slowly destroyed chemically in photosynthesis, which is the process by which plants convert carbon dioxide and water to sugars and oxygen. Water is recovered again, but a different molecule, in respiration, which is basically the reverse of photosynthesis to make energy and carbon dioxide. So to calculate how much water remains from the dinosaur age, we need to consider the total amount of water on the planet and the rate at which water is taken up in photosynthesis. The Earth's plants take up about 12 billion tons of water per year. We know that roughly from the carbon dioxide that they take up. The total water on the Earth is about 1.4 billion billion tons. Dividing these two numbers, we can estimate that most of the water will have been chemically altered within about 100 million years. So dinosaurs lived 65 million years ago, so some of the water we drink is the same water, but more than half of the water is likely to be different.
Plants are the main culprits for chemically destroying most of the dinosaur drinking water over the past millions of years. On our forum, Dr. Beaver agreed with our expert that dino water is still about and said that some of it was probably at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean. And RD mentioned the constant stream of water production from respiration. Well, now that we've mentally warmed up your brain, you might need to keep it ticking over for the next month when I'll be back with a whole pile of new questions like this.
Hello, my name's Sean and I'm from Edinburgh. I would like to know, how much information can my brain take before I start overwriting stuff that's already there? Is all this learning good for me, or should I concentrate on less?
So if you've tried a month of learning versus a month of unlearning, then please let us know the results. Send your answers and new questions to chris@thenakedscientist.com, or why not put them on our forum that's made just for answers at thenakedscientist.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the EPSRC, the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.